WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The White House says no deal has yet been hammered out between Israel and Hamas. They're denying reports of a U.S. brokered deal between Israel and Hamas that would have potentially freed dozens of women and children held hostage in Gaza in exchange for a five-day pause in fighting. But the White House does add, quote, "We are working hard to get a deal." CBS's MTS Tayeb says it comes as hundreds flee Gaza's largest hospital.
Through Gaza City's mangled streets, families, many with small children, run for their lives. Even the wounded and healthcare workers were on the move. I was inside Shifa Hospital, and we were forced to evacuate by the Israelis, says Dr. Ramez Radwan. May God save us.
In Tel Aviv, the prayers of demonstrators are not being answered.
Protesters gathered in Tel Aviv Saturday night, calling for a ceasefire in the war in Gaza. But Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said through an interpreter,
"We will only agree to a temporary ceasefire and only in exchange for the return of our hostages."
President Biden has rejected the mounting calls for a ceasefire in Gaza as well, saying in an op-ed published in the Washington Post that it would not achieve peace because it would allow Hamas to regroup and continue its attacks. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
T-minus 2 hours until Formula One makes its Las Vegas premiere. Tens of thousands are expected to line the strip and city streets for the race, but CBS's Reed Cowan says not everyone is thrilled to have a racetrack at their front door.
Las Vegas officials and locals bet big on race revenue, but business owner Wade Bond says Formula One stalled his hopes for making money.
We didn't need the F1.
Bond says course construction blocked customers from his convenience store. The race result, according to him, having to lay off half his staff and losing 80% of his revenue.
Fresh off his win in Colorado that will keep his name on the ballot, Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is back on the stump in Fort Dodge, Iowa. He took aim at the New York Attorney General prosecuting his civil fraud case in New York and even sideswiped the judge.
And I got this guy as a judge. But somehow it's going to work out. You know, somehow, can't tell you how, but somehow it's going to work out.
Taylor Swift postponed her show in Rio de Janeiro tonight due to extreme heat. It's after a fan died at her first Eras Tour concert in Brazil last night. Parts of the country hit 137 degrees earlier this week. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies overnight with a low of 25. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 49. 31 tomorrow night, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.